Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven and to pray. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the seventh day of the month of Iyar, the 22nd day of the month of the Omer. Today is day 576. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Weinstock of the Young Israel of Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale in Hollywood, Hollywood, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It'll be followed by Rabbi Weinstock slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated then into English. And then Rabbi Weinstock will lead us in the Mishaberach for the soldiers of the IDF, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, the Tefillah for those who are held captive, for our hostages. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach Hocholim, where he will pause to give each of us to insert the names of all those who are in need of a refuah. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Thank you very much. One of the reasons why the Sefira period is experienced with some elements of restrictions on our practice that are normally associated with mourning, such as restrictions on weddings and haircuts and live music, this is all based on the tradition that it was during this time of year that many of Rabbi Akiva's students, 12,000 pairs, 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, died in a plague during this period of time, during the Sefira Omer count. And the Talmud states that Rabbi Akiva's students died as punishment, shelo nagu kavod zeh vazeh, for not showing respect towards one another. And this Talmudic explanation has always perplexed me. After all, one of Rabbi Akiva's famous teachings is his comment on the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Be'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, on which Rabbi Akiva famously stated and exclaimed, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, the idea of loving one's neighbor as yourself is a klal gadol, a most fundamental concept in the Torah. So if these 24,000 students were indeed Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, really truly disciples of Rabbi Akiva, then how could they have not known their master, their teacher's teaching on V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, on loving a fellow Jew? So I'd like to suggest two possible approaches to understanding the mistake of Rabbi Akiva's students. First, it could be that there was a disconnect between what the students learned and how the students acted. They may have known Rabbi Akiva's lesson by heart, but unfortunately they did not take his lesson to heart. Learning Torah and living a Torah-oriented lifestyle should not only make us holier people, but it must also make us better, nicer, more compassionate, and considerate people. And if this is not happening, then we are learning something wrong. We may have learned it by heart, but we have not yet taken it to heart. Second, it could be that Rabbi Akiva's students took their lesson, their teacher's lesson, a little too literally. And I suggest two ways in which their mistake may have been in taking their Rebbe's words too precisely and not in the proper context. The pasuk in the Torah, as we said, states, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, which means love your neighbor as yourself. There's much discussion as to what the word kamocha means, like yourself, means in this context. And perhaps the students of Rabbi Akiva took it to mean that we must get along with people that are kamocha, with whom we are similar, with people whom we share values and interests. but the students did not feel a need to show respect and love for those whom are not kamocha, whom they did not consider to be similar enough or like-minded. Because it's easy to associate and to admire and like people who are similar to us, people that share our worldview, our values, our priorities. But how do we treat people with whom we disagree? How do we treat those with whom we normally agree, but strongly disagree on a particular topic that is very important to us? This is when loving your neighbor, kamocha, becomes harder and much more important. Perhaps Rabbi Akiva's students darshaned and explained kamocha, like yourself, to mean that you must love others like you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, then there's no need to love others. If we recall, Rabbi Akiva lived at a most challenging time of Jewish history, during which the Jews were subject to the Hadrianic persecutions and the challenges and uncertainty surrounding the Bar Kokhba revolt. There was not a lot of optimism in the Jewish future, nor confidence in being Jewish. Perhaps Rabbi Akiva's students at that time felt that in a situation where the main objective is survival and self-perpetuation, when we don't feel a lot of self-love, then we don't have to worry so much about caring and loving for others. The truth is, of course, the exact opposite. We are more likely we are to love ourselves when we tap into the meaning and purpose that is part of loving for and caring for others. Experience proves this to be the case. How good we feel after doing a kindness or caring for someone else. Self-love can often be a natural outcome of loving another. Today is the 22nd day of the Omer, as has been mentioned. We have 27 days left to the count. And as we do so, let us learn from the mistakes of students of Rabbi Akiva and appreciate the importance of loving even those whom we are different from, even with those with whom we disagree. Because it is through interactions with those whom we are dissimilar that we extend ourselves, expand ourselves, and in the process grow from those interactions. And let us also appreciate that the secret to feeling better about ourselves, to being hopeful, to being optimistic, and to being caring, and by having more self-respect and self-love, is often through loving others and making them feel better. Tehillim, chapter 20. L'amnateach mizmor l'David, Yancha Adonai v'yom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol min chosecha v'olascha yidash nesela. Yikein lecha kel vavecha v'chol atzatzcha yimalei. Ranana v'yishua secha v'shem Eloheinu nigdol yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yadaiti ki hoshi Adonai mishicho yaneu mishmei kacho v'gvuros yesha yimino. Eilav Rechev, Ve'elav Asusim, Vanachnu Vashem Adonai Elohenu Naskir. Hema Karu Venafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Venisodad, Adonai Oshia, Melech Ya'anenu, Biyom Karenu. Tehillim 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Binos Deshe Yarbitaini, Almei Menuchosi Nahaleni, Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheni B'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Tzalmaves Lo Irara Ki Atayim Adi Shivtecho Mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni. Taroch Lefanai Shulcha Neged Tzorarai Tishanta V'Shemen Roshi Kosi Revaya. Ach Tov V'Chesed Yerdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai V'Shavti B'Veich Adonai L'Orech Yomim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shulam Alo Zesainai El Haharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezrimim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitain Lamod Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yiminecha. Yom HaMashemesh Le'akecha V'yareach Le'layla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvoecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tilm Koflamid, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima B'koli Tihiena Aznecha Kashuvos Le'kol Tachanunai. Imavonos Tishmorya Adonai Miyamod Kimcha Haslicha Leman Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi V'lidvaro Hochalti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kiim Adonai Achesed V'harbei Imofidus V'hu Yifteh Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Membeis Psalm 142. Maskil David V'yoso V'amaras Fila. Kolia Adonai Azak Kolia Adonai Eschanan. Eshbok lefanav sichi, tarasi lefanav agid, bisateif alai ruchi, vata yadata nisivasi, orach zu ahalech, tamnu pachli. Havet yamin urevein li, makir avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenafshi. Zaakti Adonai, elecha Adonai, amarti atamachsi, chelki beeret hachayim. Hakshiva urinasi ki dalosi maod, hatsileni meirot fai ki yamtu mimeni. Hotiyo mimasker nafshi laodos Hashemecha, v'yachziru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim batzara v'shivya, omdim vein bayam uvein bayavasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela liora mishivud ligula. Hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishmerach v'chayli tzahal, prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishmerach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'yivarech es chayli tzva genal Yisrael, Anshei kochos habitachon. Omdim ha-mishmar etenu v'yarei Eloheinu. Migvul avanon v'ad bidvar Mitzrayim. Min ha-yam ha-gado ad lavo ha-arava. V'chol makom sheheim. Ba-yavasha, ba-avir v'yam. Yitein Adonai et ha-yveinu ha-kamim aleinu nigafim lefneihem. Dosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatziel es chayaleinu. Mikol tzera v'tzuka, mikol nega v'machala. Yishlach bracha v'atzacha v'chol ma'ase yideihem. Yad ber soneinu tachteihem. V'yatrim b'chesor Yeshua v'ataratz nitzachon. V'goyem b'hem ha-gasuf, k'adnai l'chem, alichim achem li'lachem lachem, imoy v'chem l'oshiaschem, v'nomar amen. Mishberach for the shvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mi shberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe v'Yaron, David u'Shlomo. Hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yintzor as nederei tzva hagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav, As kol achenu anusinim batzara v'shivya, bavur shakol hakahol hakadosh azem isbalel bavuram, kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'yotziyem mechoshech v'tamaves, u'mosrosehem yinatek, u'mitzukosehem yoshiyem, v'shivem mehera l'cheik v'shvachosehem. Yodu l'adonai chasto v'niflosav l'vnei adam, v'kuyam v'hem mikra shekasuf, u'vduye adonai yeshuvun, u'vautziyun v'rina, simchas olam al rosham, Sason v'simcha yasigu, v'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar amen. Mi sheberach for the cholim. Mi sheberach avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Moshe, v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, v'yivarech es hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemalei Rachamim Aleihem, L'Hachlimam U'L'Raposam, L'Hachzikam U'L'Hachayosam. Shlach lahem eira refuah shleima min hashmayim l'chol ivareihem v'chol gidehem b'toch shar cholei Yisrael. Refuah zanevesh, refuah zaguf, hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. Truly appreciate you being on with us and look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, mir to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pray, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.